भगवते वासुदेवाय आरतेन्द्रियारथ विद्यानम् सर्वतापानुभूतृणाम् प्रांसितो ज्ञान विज्ञानात् येन विसर्जिमुख्यतम् रिचिस् इन्द्रिय अर्था फॉर द सैटिस्फैक्शन ऑफ द सेंसेस अविद्यानम् कॉन्स्टेंटली थिंकिंग ऑफ सर्व अर्था Four kinds of achievement. Apanava, destructive. Nirinam, of human society. Ramsita, being devoid of. Jnana, knowledge. Vijnanat, devotional service. Jena, by all this, Avisati enters Mukhyatam, immovable life. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Lesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. For human society, constantly thinking of how to earn money and apply it for sense gratification brings about the destruction of everyone's interest. When one becomes devoid of knowledge and devotional service, he enters into species of life like those of trees and stones. Please repeat. For human society, constantly thinking of how to earn money.
Constantly thinking of how to get money.
And apply it for sense gratification.
And apply it for sense gratification.
Brings about the destruction. Of everyone's interest. When one becomes devoid of knowledge. And devotional service. He enters into a species of life. Like those of trees and stones. Purport. Jnana, or knowledge, means to understand one's constitutional position. And vijnana refers to practical application of that knowledge in life. In the human form of life, one should come to the position of jnana and be jnana. But despite this great opportunity, if one does not develop spiritual master, if one does not develop knowledge and practical application of knowledge through the help of a spiritual master, and the sastras. In other words, if one misuses this opportunity, then in the next life he is sure to be born in a species of non-moving living entities. Non-moving living entities include hills, mountains, trees, plants, etc. This stage of life is called Punyatam or Mukhyatam, namely, making all activities zero. Philosophers who support stopping all activities are called Sunyavadi. By nature's own way, our activities are to be gradually diverted to devotional service. But they are philosophers who, instead of purifying the activities, try to make everything zero or devoid of all activities. This lack of activity is represented by the trees and the hills. This is a kind of punishment inflicted by the laws of nature. If we do not properly execute our mission of life in self-realization, nature's punishment will render us inactive by putting us in the form of trees and hills. Therefore, activities directed toward sense gratification are condemned herein. One who is constantly thinking of activities to earn money and gratify the senses is following a path which is suicidal. Factually, all human society is following this path. Some way or other, people are determined to earn money or get money by begging, borrowing, or stealing, and applying that for sense gratification. Such a civilization is the greatest obstacle in the path of self-realization. Hare Krishna. Why nobody responds if you say Hare Krishna? So answer my question first. Why nobody responds if you tell someone Hare Krishna? That's my question. Is it that you didn't hear me? Or it is not important? Okay. We should repeat, please. We are called Hare Krishna devotees. So our business is to chant Hare Krishna. So anytime we hear Hare Krishna, we should respond. And you should respond enthusiastically. Not Hare Krishna. So respond enthusiastically. Anyway, we are talking about how living entities in this material world, we are misusing the opportunity given to us. Of all the 8,400,000 species of life, only 400,000 is human. Out of this 400,000, 200,000 are subhuman. We are still under the platform of animals. Because we are not using our intelligence properly. An intelligent person, one who knows, takes to Krishna consciousness. Aham sarvasya prabha matha sarvam pravatite iti matva bhajante mam Buddha Bhava Saman Vita. Iti matva bhajante mam Buddha Bhava Saman Vita. Lord Krishna said, I am the supreme owner of everything, the material and the spiritual belongs to me. Anyone who knows this, those who knows, they will worship me. How do they worship me? Saman Vita. The word Saman Vita is very important, very significant. Saman Vita means, you understand? Yes, Saman Vita. There is nothing to distract him or her. That's Saman Vita. That's knowledge. One who knows. the goal of life, one who understands Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, the life of such a person is different. We have so many distractions in Krishna consciousness. And in our life in Krishna consciousness, we have so many distractions. Why distractions? Because we don't really understand Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. We have had it, we must have spoken about it many times. It's different from understanding that, yes, it is true. Krishna is the supreme person. Beyond everything, and everything is being sustained by him. Those who fully understood this, their attention in Krishna consciousness is focused, fixed. Nothing can divert them from that. This is knowledge. So Papa said here, we should develop knowledge. Not just knowledge, theoretical knowledge. We should also have big yarn. Practical application of what we know. For those who know us, will do. Those who don't know would not do. Those who really understood Krishna consciousness is a process for self-realization and the goal is Krishna prema, they would put everything within them into that process. So devotional service is performed by those who know that this is the process designed for attaining the supreme personality of Godhead. No other process. Iti matra bhajantamam Buddha bhava Buddha. Those whose intelligence is developed, Buddha bhava. The intelligence is broad, has been magnified. What did they do? Someone vita. They engage in Krishna consciousness with everything, every single strain left in them. They'll engage that in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, for them, there is no obstacle. For actual devotees, or the process of devotional service has no obstacle. No obstacle. There is no obstruction. Nothing can impede devotional service. Nothing can check it. Nothing. Because it is fully 100% independent, spiritual, beyond conditioned souls. That is devotional service, Krishna consciousness. Iti matva bhajantama Buddha bhava samadvita. The attention is fixed. You cannot change it. It cannot be changed. Therefore, everything that happens to them is a wonderful opportunity for them to become more and more closer to Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj. He's a small boy. His father was the greatest demon on the planet at that time. Great personalities who were ruling this world, Lord Indra, were very much afraid of him. They can't sleep well in their house. With all his opulence, with his beautiful queen, Indra cannot have a peaceful sleep. But Prahlad was peacefully sleeping in the house, the same palace with Hiranyakasipu. Prahlad was peacefully sleeping. It was peaceful. He was never afraid. Even when his mother was killed in his presence, the next person to be killed is Prahlad.
But he was never afraid. Where is the obstacle for a devotee? For a devotee who has accepted the supreme personality of God, Hare Krishna, to be the only life and soul, his shelter. Where is the obstacle?
In the third canto of Bhagavatam, the sages gather to discuss one item. What is that? For one who has given his life 100% to Krishna, can there be anxiety for such a person?
For one who has given his life 100% to Krishna and has accepted Krishna as his only shelter, can there be obstacle? Can there be anxiety? Can there be miseries for such a person?
The sages, they discuss this issue. In the third canto, you find it. Bhagavatam.
Can there be? No. And Maitreya Muni even went as far as establishing that even astrological correlation has nothing to do with that personality. They have no influence.
Devotional service.
So what is the obstacle? What is the obstacle for this self-realization?
Prahlad Maharaj explained.
Matrime Krishna Pato Satova Mitubi Padeta Griha Petanam Adanta Kubi Bishatam Tamishra Puna Puna Charvana Charvananam Adanta Gubi Tamishram. When the living entity give freedom to the senses for gratification, that is the obstacle. Sense gratification is the obstacle. That is the only obstacle. Why is sense justification is the obstacle? Sense gratification is the obstacle because it covers our intelligence from realizing the reality. When we are absorbed in struggling for dharma, artha, kam, moksha, these are the obstacles.
Prabhupada said it in the translation. He said,
Sarva Artha, four kinds of achievement. Why dharma is an obstacle? What is dharma? This Krishna consciousness is not about dharma.
Bhagavad Gita location said that
abandon it. Give up. Why? Because the desire for sense gratification keeps us centered within the body.
I will forget that within the body,
the soul. And the soul has nothing to do with this body. Nuonam paramata bikrama. Paramata. Nuonam paramata. Bikrama.
The Sahib said,
Nuonam paramata bikrama. Paramata means what?
Mad. Why mad?
Bikarma. Bikarma. Sinful activities, sinful desires, sinful existence. Activity which is going to keep us more and more to think, I am the body. I belong to this material world. This is my kingdom. That's bikarma. Even if it is pious. Pious and impious activities are the same. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, Krishna said, auspicious and inauspicious activities should be abandoned. Why? Because both of them are binding. They condition us to material existence.
Like doing good. Dig well for people. Open face hospital for people. There's so many people doing that in India here. Is it not? Vivekananda, Aurobindo, so many of them. Wonderful schools, free.
wonderful place to teach people, even Bhagavad Gita. But what kind of Bhagavad Gita are they teaching? Krishna is not the supreme personality of Godhead. And people will think, oh, this is very wonderful. He is such a wonderful personality. You see his pictures everywhere. In the street. For being an impersonalist, one who leading people to voidism. And Prabhupada said it here in the purport. They are being glorified. No. They should not be glorified because they are the obstacle. People who are propagating the philosophy of voidism, they are an obstacle to the path of self-realization. They should be glorified. But out of ignorance, because we don't know. So we're thinking that to live a pious life, doing good to people, taking care of the body, is very wonderful activity. It is not. Once, Srila Prabhupada was asked, Swamiji, what are you doing to the society? You are teaching this philosophy. What practical solution do you have for the sufferings of my society? In other words, the question is, why are you giving some people employment? Why are you building free hospitals to take care of people's body? What is this philosophy you are preaching? And Prabhupada gave example. Beautiful. My friend, if you see someone who is suffering in the street and you give him food, you buy cloth for him, it's not pious activity, it's very nice. Now you've helped the person to clothe his body and you help the person to eat. When the person eats very nicely, what is the next thing to do?
Sleep.
When he sleeps, what happens?
Sex.
So we are reinforcing people's sinful activities. That is the wonderful activity of pious activity. Pious activity means to reinforce people's sense gratification. Make them look very nice to gratify the senses. It's condemned by those who know the truth. The Tattvavidas, they know the conclusion. They have concluded the path of sense gratification leads to hell. Therefore, religion, Krishna says, you'll be abandoned. Why people are doing good things? So that we could be promoted to heavenly planet for more sense gratification. That's the reason. Do they have their interest in their mind? It is selfish because by helping you materially to help me, God promoted to heaven for higher sense gratification. So they don't care for us. And for those who are really engaged in sense gratification, and who have concluded that the part of sense gratification is the goal of life. The Lord Maharaj said here, Matrina Krishna Paratosatova. They can never be Krishna conscious. Even if they speculate by themselves to search for the truth, or they make conference, or they ask other fools who are like themselves, Krishna consciousness will never arise in their heart. That's the obstacle. Sense gratification is the obstacle. So it is animal life. So they are telling us here that those who do not take to Krishna consciousness, in our next life, will be given a body of mountains, hills, trees. So we'll be standing in one place and properly in a purple. This is suicide. It's another punishment. To stand in one place for many years with the blasting winds and scorching heat, standing in one place, immovable. It's punishment. Why? Our interest in sense gratification, forgetting the goal, which is Krishna consciousness. It will give us opportunity to stand in one place. No movement. Like any one of us here, if you are asked to stay in this room till tomorrow, how many of us can do it? Don't leave this room, just stay here. Just stay in this room. Don't go out of this place. How many of us can do it? It's difficult. So just imagine how dangerous the part of sense gratification is, keeping us to suffer. But we are not meant for that. We are meant to be with Krishna. See, just look there. That is life. This is what we get eternally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Srivaya, Spandita, and Gadadhara, with all other devotees, every day they inundate the living entities at that time in the ocean of enjoyment, transcendental enjoyment. Harinam. It was constant activity Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing with the devotees every day. We want to be happy? Eh?
Yes.
That is a formula. Harinam. Every day. Every day, Harinam. That is a part. How many people can understand that you can dance and go back home back to Godhead? Just by dancing. If you want to go back home, back to Godhead, you go to the forest and fast and meditate and struggle with your senses, and still Indra will become envious and send one of the asuras to come and put you down. This part, Indra will glorify you. Indra will support you. He won't be envious. This is a supreme part for self-realization. So please, let's don't take seriously to Krishna consciousness. I will have to begin from the beginning. What is the beginning? Many devotees are not offering obeisances to their spiritual master. You are very offensive. I'm seeing every one of you. I'm seeing everyone. If you want to do devotional service, please try to follow the proper way. Follow it the proper way. You don't offer obeisance to your spiritual master. You don't recite that spiritual master pranam. Next to devotion, Rupa Goswami said what? What did he say? A disciple should recite his guru's pranam loudly to his hearing. Are we doing it? My question is, are we doing that? Are we reciting the guru's pranam? It's an offense. So, if you are carrying offensive mentality and you recite the whole scripture, where will you go with that? You'll be ordinary Gyani. We can go and join the Aurobindo Society and study Bhagavad Gita. But none of them will go back home, back to Godhead. I know so many devotees who can recite the whole 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita from heart, very fast, in 1 hour. I know one lady who recited Bhagavad Gita just 1 hour, the whole 1 hour. And she does it every day. That is not our part, our process. Who actually realized Bhagavad Gita? It's Arjun. What did Arjun, say in Bhagavad Gita? 1873. What did he say? 1873. What did Arjun say? Arjun. 1873. Say it very loud. My illusion is gone. What did he say? My illusion is gone. I am now firm, fixed, and ready to do whatever you say. Because we offer obeisances to Krishna. We are not offering obeisances. The whimsical. Where are we running to? Where are we running to? We are not offering obeisance. Do we really know what obeisance means? Bhagavata started from where? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So the Prabhupada started the purport the same way. Obeisance is to the personality of God. Vasudev. The same. Krishna consciousness is devotional service. It's a science, it's not a religion. And we should learn how to apply application. Application is very important. So we're not offering obeisances. It's very bad. Don't do this. So stop it. We should be patient. Offer our obeisances from the heart. When we lie down, the body should not be the person lying down. The heart should be lying down. And the heart should recite the pranam. And while reciting the pranam, let the guru appear in the heart. You should see him offering your respectful obeisances to him. This is obeisances. And you see the potency of obeisances manifest in your life. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Yes, comment.
I wanted to. You can explain about offering obeisance when and where we need to offer obeisance.
Can you explain when to offer obeisances?
Chanting of the pranam mantras.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we inform that Raghunath Das Goswami offers how many times obeisances?
1,000.
What did you think he was doing? What do you think he was doing? Dandavat. And Dandavat means what? He was reciting the pranam. If you bow down before a devotee to a devotee, Bon Chakal Pataru Bias Chakri Pass, Unibia Pacha, Patita, Nampavnibu, Baishnubu, Namona, you must recite it. Otherwise, if you keep quiet, it's an offense. Even if the head is on the ground, if you don't recite the pranam, you have not done the complete work. The same with the special master. If you are offering obeisance to a special master, recite the pranam. If it is 100 times, recite 100 times the pranam. Where are we running to? That's my question. Do the first thing first. And this process is for Krishna consciousness. Krishna? What does it mean? What does it mean? So when you offer obeisance, you see the guru? Is that consciousness? Is that consciousness? We are just whimsically doing this thing so we can go to do nonsense. So my question is, where are we rushing to? patient. Do the first thing first. Offer obeisance with the mind. You know all the sastras, but where is the bhakti inside? Bhakti comes only when you are applying what you are learning. With devotion. So this process is for devotion. Devotion. Devote. What do you mean? Devotion means what? Devotion. Devote. What's the meaning? Devote. Huh? Devote. Something you have given your life to. You have given yourself to it. You have given, not by force. Devote. You devoted yourself. I've given myself to you. That is devotion. So we call it devotional service because we are not forced to do it. We willingly agree to do it. We are not forced. We willingly agree, I am going to do this. So since we have agreed to do this, do it nicely. Let us do it nicely. That is devotion. Obeisance is very powerful. No, no. In Mahabharata, there's a story there of a bird. The forest was in fire. Agni was consuming everything in that forest. Agni was, everything was consuming. So this bird lay eggs and develop the babies. Bird, yes. Pakshi. And the fire was coming. The bird cannot carry all the babies at once. So the bird was in anxiety. The babies told the parent, don't worry, you should go. You can fly, you should just go. Leave us. The mother bird flew away. Agni came very, very close. The bird, they offer obeisances to Agni. Agni consumed everything and left only the small place that the bird was perching. He didn't kill them. But everything was consumed. When the mother bird came after, the fire was off. And they saw that her babies were perfectly saved. Nothing happened. The mother bird was surprised. What is your mystic power? I want to know your mystic power. Can you tell me what is your mystic power? They said, mother, our power is obeisance. We offered to Agni obeisance. That's all. Obeisance is. We offer obeisance. Obeisance means what? I have given myself to you. So whatever you like, you do it to me. Surrender. And our process is obeisances. Every devotee begins our letter, please accept my, even if it is whimsical obeisance. But the process of devotion has made it very easy for us. We have to address it, humble obeisances. So please let it be humble obeisances. What becomes slow?
The various services we do.
What services?
Like we are in preaching, we innovate ideas and the devotees go out and preach or expand the mission. Simultaneously, we know that it's already going to happen.
So in two ways one can do, like Krishna showed to the Arjuna that the whole battle is already fought, all the people are died. You just become my instrument.
This is just philosophy. Give up this philosophy and do the practical devotional service. How long does it take us to recite the prana?
One, two minutes.
And how many hours Krishna has given to us for a day?
24 hours.
2 minutes out of 24 hours, how many hours remain?
Almost full. But what I understand from your topic is that it's not only obeisances. Everything you do, you should do it by heart.
Yes.
So then, like...
Yes.
So the two aspects. One is bhakti, cultivating bhakti and doing things by heart, paying obeisances, dealing with towards it properly.
No, bhakti is the heart. Bhakti is the heart. Not the external thing we do. The external thing we do is different from bhakti. You understand?
So external things, how much that matters?
When we do the bhakti, offer obeisance properly to the guru and get his mercy, only then we will do the external things with potency that will be able to affect people. Otherwise, you can preach and make million members. Out of these millions, how many of them have become a pure devotee? You think we can make someone a pure devotee if we are not a pure devotee? You think so? No, it's not possible. Only a pure devotee can make another person a pure devotee. And pure devotee, who is who? One whose heart Krishna is sitting. The heart is free from anything except Krishna. So the external thing we do, most of the time it is separate from ourselves. Most of us are like that. It depends on the potency. Purity is the force, as the Prabhupada said. Purity is what? It's the force. It is not activity that is the force. It's the purity that is the force that will motivate activities to happen. So let us concentrate on the quality of what we do. Quality. Offer obeisance to recite the pranam from the heart. Then Guru will give us intelligence to also affect people's hearts. Otherwise, we can speak and nobody will get any purification from that. You get a pure devotee, you can say a very simple thing and everybody is affected. You get a gyani, you can speak so much, nobody is affected. Krishna consciously. There are two things that are there. Purity is the force. We should not do all these artificial things and call it bhakti. We want to rush to go and preach. Preach to who? What is the potency of your preaching? The Prabhupada asked that. What can your 3-minute preaching do? Let the person have the book. Purity is the force. And purity comes from the quality of our practice. Not the wonderful articulation of our speech. That will not do anything. Just some noise. But what really penetrates the heart is the bhakti. So let us offer obeisance. If you offer obeisance 100 times, please recite the pranam of Banchakalpa 100 times. sincerely, be patient, do it nicely, and feel the potency. This is not a religion, this is science.
Purity is a force, and the purity comes from the quality of the practice.
Yes.
The quality of our practice is very much disturbed by our contaminations with the lower modes of nature. Very much, speaking for myself.
Yes, every one of us.
So how we can have that force deadly. So many have fallen away. They took up this struggle, but they were not able to maintain it because of the lack of that purity, is the quality of their practice. So what to do?
Good.
To stay for the full process, to clear away all that disease, so we can become real quality, real devotion, real quality. How we can stick and course over.
Thank you. It's a good question. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 14, text 26, Lord Krishna said, Mam chayo abhyabhi charena bhakti yogana sevate saguna sameta taitan brahma buya kalpate. Abhyabhi charena, what is abhyabhi charena? No break. Continuity. Maintenance. There is no recreation in Krishna consciousness. There is no leave, retirement in Krishna consciousness. It is permanent. So Krishna said to transcend the moods, constant devotion to me is the means. Constant devotion. Good association. When we have good association, we will borrow that person's strength to add to ours. For example, when we chant before Prabhupada, I also observed here that some of us sit and back Tulsi. It's wrong. We sit and back Tulsi, Tulsi Devi. It is wrong. Let us arrange in such a way that we should sit and face Tulsi and Prabhupada. Yes. This is, I used to do seminar on chanting Hare Krishna. This is some of the articles. To make advancement in Krishna consciousness, we chant before Prabhupada and Tulsi Devi. Like we are all here, sitting together, is very nice. So even if you are going to sit in the circle, please arrange in such a way that we don't back Tulsi Devi. You should face her and Prabhupada. And chant together in the association. It will help us to get their qualities to support us. Especially if we offer obeisances to them before we start chanting. And request them. Please try to understand. Krishna consciousness is a practical process. The ones have to apply them. Application is lacking. That is why we are chanting just ordinary 16 round. We still have problem. We are chanting the alphabet, not the name. We still have problem if you chant the alphabet. This is what we are doing, chanting the alphabet without the name. So to overcome these distractions, to overcome the moods, let us practice chanting in the association of pure devotees, those who are higher than us. Prabhupada told Sri Devi, let us chant before them. Chanting before them will borrow their strength to add to our strength. We should learn how to pray every day. We should learn how to pray every day. What is prayer? Prayer means I recognize my situation and I need help. Therefore, whom can I approach for help? Those who are superior to me. Like if I don't have money, and if I want to get money, what should I do? Go and beg from someone who has. Krishna has. The spiritual master has. So we beg them. Guru, Krishna, Harinam, please give me shelter. So the Bhakti Notakura made a prayer. Alone, I have no strength to chant the holy name. I beg you, therefore, with a single particle, with a particle of faith, please give me the treasure of the holy name. One who takes shelter of the holy name destroys the many obstacles for those who take shelter of him. Those who take shelter of the holy name will destroy obstacles. So we are not going deeper into the quality of our practice. That's the problem. And these are the process. To go deeper, to improve the quality, we should constantly pray for strength to chant. Every day. We should not just take bid and start chanting. To start chanting, we should beg the spiritual master, beg the holy name, beg Nanitananda Lokitamapu, please, only by your mercy will I be able to have the strength to chant the pure name. On my own, I cannot. Help me. A devotee have asked Prabhupada this question you asked. Prabhupada, there's so many senior devotees are leaving the movement, they are falling. Why this is happening and what should I do so that I don't fall in the same way that they asked? And Prabhupada said, told him, chant the holy name without offense. Chant the holy name without offense. 16 rounds every day without offense. Keep the frugality principle strictly. Be strict. Don't break the principle. Chant the 16 rounds like Kesamanta without offense, every day without fail. Read my books diligently. Read my books diligently. Prabhupada not saying read to go and preach to people. Some of us read like that. We're reading to go and preach. Yes, we should read with the consciousness that if someone asks me what you have read, I'll be able to explain. That is different from I'm going to go and give class. I look at all the scriptures. Okay. I'm going to deliver. You will never be potent. You only have the knowledge, but you will not be potent spiritually, devotionally. Say, read my book diligently. Do not take this movement cheaply. We shouldn't take this Hare Krishna movement like ordinary society, other societies. We shouldn't. It is different. When we relate with each other from the heart, we are protected. But we relate with each other only from the body, will have problem. Our Krishna consciousness will not be deep. It will not be with quality. We should relate with each other with love.
I'm existing because of you, and you're existing because of me. But we cultivate this mentality and practically demonstrate that by assisting each other to progress in Christian consciousness. Our life in Christian consciousness will be blissful, because the mercy of Guru and Krishna will constantly follow behind us, follow us, whatever we are. So not, in order not to fall, let us chant with those who are senior to us, who are superior to us. Prabhupada, the Tulsi Devi, we should face them and chant. And to chant, we should pray and beg them for protection, for concentration, and for quality chanting. We should practice this prayer. Prayer will not take, we don't need incense. Right? You don't need ghee lamp or ghee. You don't need a house. You don't need someone to interpret. Nothing. All of your hands coming together. This mudra, huh? And just communicate. Krishna, Gurudev, this is my problem. Please help me. That's all. If you are saying that sincerely from your heart, you will see the transformation.
To open up the heart, it's closed. Our material image, even when we operate for respect, we want a nice image. To open up the heart means you also have to expose. You're an artist. We don't like to open it up.
That is not good. We should open. Because if you don't open, how can something be added? If I'm hungry, if I not come and beg, please, Prabhu, I need some prasadam. How will I get? We will die with the hunger. Is it not? Please, let us open the heart. Rupa Goswami said that. Open the heart to a person who can help you. Tell him or her, this is my problem. And you always find a solution. There is no problem that has no solution. Every problem has solution. Second canto of Bhagavatam, last chapter, chapter 10. The title is, what is the heading? Bhagavatam is a solution for all problems. Bhagavatam is a solution to all problems. That's the heading, chapter 10, the second canto of Bhagavatam. So let us open our heart. Not to any person, everybody. The person who can help you. Open the heart. Then something will be added. Otherwise, Prabhupada said, what can be done? So let us open our heart. And give us the narratas. Anaratas. Upasanam sakshat bhakti yoga madosa je. Another thing will be destroyed from studying Bhagavatam. Lokashya ajananta vidvam chakare. Vidvam. Vidvam. Proper translated that word, vidvam. The learned Vyasadev. Say the learned Vyasadev. That's a proper translated that word in Bhagavatam. As you find in First Canto, chapter 6, text 7. First Canto, chapter 7, text 6 and 7. Very wonderful. So read it. Anarata upashanam sakshat bhakti yoga madoksaje. Lokashya ajananta. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. It's only 10 o'clock.